Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Our resident expert on all things canine is back with us today. Owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts in Donegal, Kathleen Murray, joins me on the line. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Claire.
So this week you're speaking to us about something a little bit different, and that is how you can find out whether your dog is a good citizen or not. And this is a test operated through the Irish Kennel Club. So if you're listening and you've ever wondered if your dog is actually a good boy or a good girl or not, this is the way to find out. But Kathleen, if people have questions for you, they can still text them in 51551. So tell me a little bit about this test. How does it work?
Okay, well, the Irish Kennel Club have this test. It operates as a test procedure. It really is to help educate dog owners and maybe people thinking of buying a dog to ensure that their pets are respected in the community, because a lot of dogs are not respected in the community and they're hated by some people because they're not well behaved. They're causing a lot of problems. So this kind of helps a lot in educating people as to what standard is a good standard. So there are certain things that they're looking for in the test, and it's a very simple test. It's a pass or fail.
Okay.
There's no grade system or anything with it.
All right. Well, we do it then, because I have two dogs at home, one of whom is 9. She's really well behaved, really gentle dog. The other one, we took him in about a year ago, and he's as wild as a hare. So Cooper is my dog, right? He's going to be answering these questions. I'm going to answer them on his behalf.
Okay.
So let's go.
This is funny. Okay. A lot of people will enjoy this, or they'll be looking at their dog in a different way.
Yeah.
So, okay, number one, walking on a lead in a controlled manner in the presence of distraction. So if a jogger walks by, another dog, a handler walks by, or a dog, anything that walks by, is your dog calm and controlled?
Well, would it pass that if it was just about other people walking past? But other dogs walking past, that's a fail, unfortunately. He can't control himself. So that's what do I say? No? No to that one?
It's a pass or fail.
Okay, so that's fail. He's failed.
Well, in fairness, there's a lot of people who will have gotten a rescue dog as well, or somebody like that, that needs a lot of work right now. But so this is something for them to work towards as well.
Okay. We're using treats, by the way, to distract him when other dogs pass, and that seems to be working. So I'm going to give him a fail, but I'm making an excuse for him at the same time.
He's a work in progress.
He is. What's next?
Okay, behaving calmly when you talk to another dog handler. So if you meet somebody along the way and you stop and have a chat, if they have a dog with them, can you stop and have a chat with them and your dog is well behaved and mind its own business?
Not a chance. That's a fail.
Okay, bit of work to do there as well. Another tick for that one. Does your dog lie down when it's told? Does it stay on command?
No. Well, when there's food involved, maybe, but without food, no.
Yeah, I think the majority of listeners will identify with that because there are different levels. So we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay. So that's a fail as well.
That's
three.
That's a fail. Yeah, you're
Poor
doing
Cooper.
Well so far.
Poor Cooper.
You and Cooper are not doing great. So, does your dog allow you to groom them? You know, to examine their coat, their teeth, their ears, their feet, are they calm and happy for you to touch them and do these things with them?
Yes, we got a pass. Yeah, absolutely. No,
very
no
good.
Problem with that.
Very
yeah.
good. Okay, and the last one here on the list at the moment is returning on command. So if you're and cooperating with an owner attaching a lead. So is your dog very excitable when you're attaching a lead? Do they squirm a lot? Do they try to get out of it and things? Are they calm when you're attaching a lead? Because they either are or they're not, and so it's pass or fail.
Mm-hmm.
Or returning on command. So if their head is stuck in the bushes somewhere and they've got something really interesting, do they come back the minute you call them?
Okay, so quiet. He's definitely quiet when you're attaching the lead. That's no problem.
Right.
But returning on command if his head is stuck in a bush, or if he's doing anything, or if somebody's passing with another dog, or if there's a squirrel running up a tree, he can't hear you. He's completely deaf at that moment. So that's that's a fail as well, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. That's it. So, I mean, it's a simple pass or fail system. You know, it's the way it works. And so your dog either does it or it doesn't do it. And it needs to be doing it basically, you know, at least 9 out of 10 times, you know, when you're out on a walk. But for mm-hmm. the test, it mm-hmm. must be every time for the test.
Okay. Is that it? Was that the last question?
Yeah.
So, Our dog has failed on 4 of those tests and passed on 1. So he's in trouble, right?
Yeah, a bit of trouble. Not so much in trouble, but if he's on a lead and he's under control, then you can work on the rest of it. Mm. It's all workable. Mm-hmm. And when you've got a young dog, especially a young adolescent dog, they don't want to know what you want to say. Anyway, they don't want to listen to you. So you have to sort of help them to understand that when you do speak, it means something and they do have to do what you want.
Okay.
So it's always a good rule of thumb. If the dog does something for you first, then you do something for the dog.
Yeah, you see, it's a bit of fun talking about this, but actually it's quite stressful to bring him out for a walk. And I'm sure any listeners who have similar problems will recognise this. So can you do anything as an owner to sort out those problems?
Yeah, a lot of people can identify with what you're saying right now, because bringing some dogs out for a lead or out for a walk, sorry, is like a nightmare. They sometimes go at the off-peak hours when they're hoping not to meet anybody. There's people who get up in the very early hours of the morning to go out with their dog or let them out after dark at night so that they're not as likely to meet people and things. So what they're really doing there is avoiding the issue, because if your dog has a problem with something, then you need to work with it where the problem is. Otherwise, they're not really going to get over it. So if your dog reacts badly to meeting another dog or person on a walk, then it's a good idea to leave space where you can remove your dog or walk back the other way again, and then make a note of that, and then set aside time for an exercise where you can dedicate time to working with us, maybe enlist the help of a friend or a neighbour or some dog walker in the community that you know, and start off at quite a distance away. And when your dog can manage that calmly, then you can gradually move closer using treats for all the calm behaviour. But any flighty or excitable behaviour or aggressive behaviour, remove the dog a bit further back again, because it's clearly not able to handle it at that space. Every dog has a threshold. So if you go too close to the object, then they're going to react. So what you need to do is work under threshold. So you need to bring them back further where they're not reacting. And even if that's like out of sight in the beginning, then, you know, so be it.
Yeah, and it's well worth sorting out, because we have started to work on him and it's just made a huge difference to the level of comfort that we have with the dog.
Yeah, and I mean, everything takes time. Nothing's going to happen overnight. So you really do have to dedicate yourself to it and commit yourself to it. It doesn't take so long altogether once you actually commit yourself and set it up as an exercise. But and the dog gets used to it. Every day the dog does it, you'll see an improvement if you're doing it properly.
Okay, well, next time you join us, Kathleen, take us through how we can sort out any of those issues for people whose dogs failed any of those tests, including me. Rosie, our other dog, by the way, passed on everything. Thanks very much, Kathleen. I have
you're
a message
welcome.
Here from a dog owner. All dogs are good. It's the bloody owners that are bad. Let's go to the newsroom and Brian Jennings.